This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bill Dorman. It's called the Climate Summit. The idea came from Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti following President Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. Close to 60 mayors representing large and small cities took part in a gathering yesterday leading up to the broader mayor's conference, which opens today. Mayor Garcetti announced details of an electric vehicle collective aimed at cutting carbon emissions.
This isn't about statistics or policies. This is about stories and people. This is about the amount of time we spend stuck in traffic and not being with our kids. This is about our life expectancy. This is about whether or not we're going to lose beaches and neighborhoods to rising sea tides. This is about firefighters who have died on the line facing record fires because of the droughts in places like the Western United States. This is about rebuilding entire American cities like New Orleans and Houston. And we all know that we are here not as ideologues, not as partisans, but as the elected representatives of American people, telling Washington that power comes from America's communities to our capital and not vice versa, and that Americans are demanding action to solve the two most pressing concerns they have. Will there be a future Earth for my children and their children? And will there be a place in the economy for us all today? In Los Angeles, we're trying to boldly put forward a Green New Deal at the urban level, as many other cities are. A city where we reduced by 11% our emissions in 2016 while we reduced unemployment by 14%. A place that we can take the car and traffic capital of America and hopefully turn into a public transportation and electric vehicle capital. A place where we make huge strides in creating jobs as we also look at ways of creating more inclusive and equitable society. In LA, we were able to, in just the last year alone, we had 40% of all cars purchased were electric. And we saw an 80% increase in the total number of electric vehicles from 2017 to 2018 from our government. That's 60,000 new cars that are running on LA roads without expelling any toxic fumes. And you see the bus behind us, we know that not only is it cheaper, it's better to be able to have electric vehicles. As of this year, in our city, we've installed 2,300 publicly available EV chargers. We're rewiring most of our street lamps to be able to, when you convert them to LED, take the excess voltage and use them for chargers. And we were one of the first cities to sign on to the C40, which is the global mayor's group on the environment, fuel-free streets declaration, so that we will only purchase zero emission buses by 2025. That's just a few years away, and I think we can probably beat that. And by the time all of you come and some great Americans come to compete and win in the Olympics and Paralympics in 2028, we will have a fleet that is maybe 100% electric buses by then. Whether it's a fleet car, whether it's our public transportation, the time to act is now. And mayors know that the spirit of collaboration is everything. If we're going to turn the tide on climate change, it has to start with working together. And that's why today we're pleased to, again, inform cities across this country, folks here in Hawaii and around the world, that we have an electric vehicle purchasing collaborative. Essentially, it says, if one of us is buying vehicles for our city, that might be in a big city, a relatively big contract, but it's a drop in the bucket. But when the cities of America together say, in the next few years, we're going to be buying hundreds of thousands of vehicles from our ports to our airports, our public transportation systems, our police officers, et cetera, we suddenly become a collaborative that can reduce the price and send a signal to industry, make those vehicles now and we will buy them. I remember when I was touring around the former mayor of New Orleans when he was in town, when he was heading up this conference, Mitch Landrieu, and I said, let's go check out these electric vehicles that my police officers are driving. And all the non-cruisers now that we're buying for the detectives and other people and civilians are electric vehicles. And we saw the bank of all the chargers, and we saw all the cars. And then he went up to one of the cops and he said, hey, forget what this mayor is saying. Tell me, what do you really think of these electric cars? And it was a 30-year-old veteran of the Los Angeles Police Department detective. And he said, well, you know, when I started looking at them, I wasn't sure it was an electric vehicle, but it drives real nice. And you know the best thing, Mayor? It's reducing my carbon footprint. And so, you know, when police officers are speaking about the urgency of this moment, that it is beginning to percolate and get through. We want to make it clear to every automaker, every vehicle manufacturer, if you build electric cars, America's cities will buy them and put them on our roads. So we are making it easy for any city, anywhere, to cut pollution, save money on fuel, and preserve the planet at the same time. Initially, it was 30 cities and two counties that came together to put that signal out to the market. Those 30 cities represent 114,000 vehicles across their fleets and $10 billion we use to purchase those vehicles. Today we have 127 cities, 9 counties, and 2 port authorities that have joined this movement. Together we're going to save more than 1 million gallons of gas every year. That's the power of climate mayors. But we want to take things a step further, and that's why we're growing this project and building our kids into the equation. By the end of the year, we are proud to announce we're going to expand this collaborative to include electric school buses. It's often kids who are in diesel buses, breathing those fumes, waiting at the bus stops. 470,000 school buses across America deliver our most precious asset, our children, to their schools every single day. That's 470,000 opportunities to go electric. More than 1 million trips every single day that makes sure that our kids won't be breathing exhaust, that won't put smog into our air. It's an ambitious plan, but we're an ambitious group.
This idea of a HUI driving the electric vehicle effort was just one of several ideas that came out of the Climate Summit. The conference also threw a different light on other modes of green transportation, including electric scooters. Here's Josh Stambro, the city's Office of Climate Sustainability and Resiliency, talking more about green mobility.
What are the companies that are making electric buses that can be purchased through the Electric Vehicle Collaborative? What are the micromobility solutions? You heard from the mayor of Austin in there. They have 400,000 electric scooter rides a month. And so that is taking a ton of people out of cars and getting them onto a zero emission solution that they can get around the city. Now you gotta make sure that that fits the culture and the place. We gotta make sure that that's not on our sidewalks. We wanna make sure that they're in a place where they're safe and separate. But that's really the future, is micromobility, bikes, bike lanes, and e-scooters. And that's what we're learning about. How are cities wrestling with these new forms of transportation, and how do you make sure it works, you know, for the residents of your city, but also make sure that we're at a zero carbon economy.
You may recall Honolulu's recent less than exemplary experience with electric scooters last summer. The company Lime dropped some 200 scooters in Honolulu without going through proper channels. The city seized the scooters, and the city council is working on an ordinance to regulate the ever-changing world of new technology vehicles. We'll have more on those issues as they continue to develop.